studio@icrfm.co.uk. You can twat us on nakedfooty@nakedfooty, and you can also email nakedfooty@yahoo.co.uk. We've already had a few in already, which we'll come to in a minute. A couple of announcements, but we'll come to them in a minute as well. What do you guys make of the Leeds game? Nathan, do you want to go first? Presumably went.
Yeah, I went to the game. First 15 to 20 minutes, I thought we played quite well. Created quite a few chances. Leeds didn't really create anything themselves. But as soon as we scored our goal, we went to pieces. We kind of sat back again. Leeds come on to us a bit more, had a bit more possession of the ball. And unfortunately, they got a goal midway through the first half, which I thought was devious anyway. I thought that was an offside before they scored, but still. And obviously, they're in the ascendancy before the second half.
They certainly got the rub of the green, didn't they? But I think at the end of the day, we had no real complaints because we didn't really. Once we went 2-1 down, it seemed to drop. And that was it. What do you reckon, Terence?
Yeah, I mean, the goal straight after half time was the killer. We were never really looking like getting back into it. I mean, we huffed and puffed, especially in the last 10 minutes, but we never really created anything, real clear cut chances. And, well, as Nathan said, you know, it did. After the first 20, 25 minutes, I thought we played some very good football. But we just, for whatever reason, we just put the foot off the pedal and they got back in the game and that was it, really.
It seems second halves we're having a problem at the moment, aren't we? In every single game we've played well at QPR, really, probably unlucky to lose in the last minute. Reading, by all accounts, I didn't go as away, but same thing, you know, two really good sides, ex-Premiership sides, so teaming with Premiership players. And we hold our own until the second half when it all seems to go breast up, as they could say.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, we've been like that for several seasons now. We don't seem to be able to do 90 minutes.
No.
We either very good first halves or good second halves, but we can't put the two together. Very rarely we do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any team has complete 90 minutes. However good you are, you're always going to have a lull, aren't you? But we seem to.
Yeah, our lull. Well, is it a lull? We're supposed to still retain the ascendancy, even though you're not.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We do seem to get. We do seem to have to pay for our loss.
Yeah.
The way things are going. Yeah. So, what do you think's wrong then? I mean, the trouble is, everyone. It had to happen, didn't it? Everyone was so enthusiastic at the end of last season, saying, "Right, this is it. We're Champions League material, almost." And of course, inevitably, it's anything but. So what's going wrong? What do you, Nathan, what do you think is sort of you see as a bandage to patch this lot up?
I think we lack creativity in the midfield.
Yeah.
Like Kopskis, I think, has performed very well since coming to the club. You still have doubts over Luke Hyam. I think he's a good player to play away from home, but at home I don't think he's the man to win you 3 points at home, I'm afraid. I think Wordsworth or Tony Cliff should either get a run in the side just to give us that bit more edge in midfield over other sides that come to Portman Road.
I think you could. I think that's that's an opinion that seems to have been shared, not least around the beer festival where I bumped into Terry again. But yeah, talking to people in pubs and so on, it does seem to be it's the creativity rather than the strikers that people are having a problem with.
It is. I mean, you could have as good a striker in the world, but you can't guarantee they're going to score goals if there's nobody creating
absolutely
the opportunities for them.
Yeah.
And yes, the problem is I don't think we should hire him as a sort of an alternative for Skuse if Skuse is out injured, I think, rather than two of them together.
he's certainly more direct, isn't he? He certainly gets it.
Yeah, I would have sort of Skews right in front of the back four, and Tony Cliff immediately in front of him, sort of thing as a link then to the other two wide, sort of supposedly wide, plus the forwards, because he could then, I think, go forward with a bit more determination than Tony Cliff. Wordsworth is an interesting player, but he's not really a, what you call a McCarthy-style player.
He's not.
Yet McCarthy signed him.
Well, then maybe our idea of McCarthy style player is wrong.
Well, he is. No, but potentially he's got it, but he's got a pretty good left foot. But it always gives me the impression that is he really up for it? Is John Rocket a bit too sort of tough on a bit? I don't know.
I mean, he was clattered when he was carried off. Was it last season?
Yeah, it was last season. After a bit.
I thought he looked a bit, he was up for the fight, so to speak. And he looks a bit
frail.
Sort of, but if you've got the skills of an Arnold Mirren, you can
score. Well, that's just it. He was a fairly frail person, but he was so skillful he didn't really have to. And he had good men around him, people like Tyson and Moore, of course, which took the pressure off him.
Yeah. Poor old Nathan's gone to sleep. Who are these players? You must have had them all.
Yes, I did.
it's the midfield, basically, you're thinking is the main problem.
I would make changes for Saturday. I would bring Tony Cliff in place of Holland. Although it's a away game, but
that does seem to be the opinion of
it. Because we have a very much a similar start to us, and then one of the last three or something.
Yeah,
I think that's what they had. Because they had 120 minutes to make plus penalties last night.
Oh, that's good. It's pity it wasn't tonight.
Because less time to recover.
I see both Garvin and Jet scored last night.
Yes, and Upson scored, I believe.
Yeah. Bring it back. Does my man play tonight? Or are they already out, Blackburn?
I don't know. I'm not sure about the League Cup, quite honestly.
No, neither do I. I don't blame you, actually. So I think he's important.
I think Blackburn went through.
Did they?
I think that one quite.
Did my man score? I'm not mentioning his name.
Someone scored. I expect that game anyway.
We scored two on Saturday, didn't we?
Yeah.
The man who shall remain nameless. Right, we got a few emails, quite a few actually. But before I do, a guy called Young Kid, he plays the under 16s into his second year at the town. Travis Cole, bless him. Last year he dislocated his shoulder and was out for pretty much the whole season. This year he's now got a serious leg injury. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I think he picked it up at Brighton. And by all accounts, he's still in Brighton. That's how bad it could be. So wish him all the luck in the world, Travis. All the luck in the world, mate. I hadn't read this anywhere, so I found this out from a mate of mine who supports that lot up the road. And it's his niece who goes out with him, and she also supports that lot up the road. So poor old Travis is in the war, so not only is he injured, he could well be out for the season again, or pretty much most of it, but he's going out with one of those from the up the road. So bless you, Travis, all the best, mate, and all the best for the future. And anyone who wants to send him any wishes, I don't know where you do, send it to the football club. Good luck for that. Right, our man Jeff, he just says, what's gone wrong at Portman Road? Poor old Mick hasn't been getting any money for players, like the ones that can score goals. I don't know what that means. They must think he's a magician. Right, yeah. Any comment on that? That's pretty much a common theme.
Yes, I mean, Marcus Evans' football judgment has to be called into question considerably. I mean, selected two tough managers that gave him plenty of money. When you select a half decent manager and doesn't give him any money, so you do wonder. Everything is now hidden behind this financial fair play league business.
It's
actually an excuse for everything now. As I said, I think I've said before, I think they've got a cunning plan that everybody else seems to spend money and we don't. And then when it comes into full play, this business, we will get promotion
because
everyone else will have points deducted and we'll get promotion by default.
That's exactly what you told me the
first. That's right.
And you only had 17 by then.
That's right, yes. I was slower than that as well.
And it's just as relevant. I think, we've got a couple came in last week, but the screen jammed up. This is from Tristan, who is also in Norfolk. Poor boy, what's going on here? Bless him. Send your messages of sympathy to Tristan as well. My son Mason SB he'll be over the moon if you read out his name on the programme. He attended the family day last week for the first time and thoroughly enjoyed the experience, as did I. I sort of had to find someone's 5-year-old to take along just an excuse. It was noticeable how generally grateful some of the players appeared and enjoyed mixing with the supporters. However, Paul Taylor didn't look like a happy bunny. And what with his substitution on Saturday, I wonder whether he has a future at Portman Road with Nick in charge. I'm pretty interested in your thoughts. Luke Hyam looked awesome in training, after what we've just said. So, hello, Mason, if you want to come on any time, Mason, bring Dad with you, by all accounts, if you can. I know you're in Norfolk. but if you can, do, you know, if you want to bring Mason on, it'd be great to have a kiddie on. 8 years old would be our youngest ever, even younger than Nathan is. Yes, what do you think?
I can't remember what the question was.
Paul Taylor, basically, was what the actual query was at the end.
I'm not sure about Paul Taylor.
No.
I think his injury, I think he's still not fit. He had a bit of pre-season, but whether he'll break through over the next coming months is another matter. I thought he looked quite bright in the game against Reading when he came on. But he looked a bit rusty against Stevenage, and I think since then that's kind of his falling back into the old trap, trying to get his match fitness up again.
It is a trap because you can't do it without playing matches.
Games.
You can't play matches with you're not going to be 100%. That's
you've got to do problem of trying too hard.
So to that's again we had this discussion as well, didn't we? So it's, that he is a very tricky, very clever little player. But at this point, he should be just trying to do the simple things and playing himself back in. Yes, you know.
I mean, if you could get the setup of the team right, I could see him playing off the two front men.
Yeah,
it's the old Eric Gates role.
Right,
you've got to have the right people around in the rest of the team to make it a fairly secure setup. But I would think that's the sort of best position rather than as an out-and-out striker.
But he can play wide as well, can't he? By all accounts, so.
I think he's saying playing by the role players, but they never seem to do so. Only the ones who can't tend to do it.
Right, this also came in last week. This is about what Ray's comments. This was about ticketing, which I thought might come up again tonight. There's a lot of people who aren't fortunate enough to be able to afford to go to Portman Road. It's not just that they can't be bothered or have other things to do. A generation of supporters are being priced out of their local club. And that's the silent majority, otherwise known as John. I agree. To be fair, John, I think Ray agreed with you as well. I mean, he does think the whole thing is over the top. Terence, Nathan?
I think it's a ridiculous system that they've brought in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, some supporters don't have the internet at all. Not taking away the phone system altogether is a silly situation to be in. Some people at work can't make it to the football ground to buy tickets. I think they've got to think of a better solution for supporters to be able to go to Portman Road.
I just do not understand the thinking with it. If you were getting almost capacity crowds every week, you could get away with doing that, which you haven't got to worry about because most people are going to go and buy the ticket one way or another. But when you're playing to sort of almost half empty ground the stadium every week, to turn around and make it difficult. Awkward and expensive. So this seems absolutely crazy. I mean, I don't know whether this is one of the wizard ideas from our so-called joint managing directors or what. They're trying to live up to Mr. Clegg's reputation. I don't know. I just don't understand why they do it.
Well, there also, I think, there's another email. I'm going to read that later, but actually, I'll do that now because while we're on the subject of ticketing. Right, this has quite a big email, so I'm not sure whether I can read the whole lot out, but talking about the ticketing, I'm one of the many that are priced out of seeing most games. I had a season ticket for around 12 seasons, but I have a young family now, so I can't afford to watch that many games. Explaining to my wife that I could be spending up to £200 a month to go to football was never going to work. A knock-on impact of this seems to be overlooked. My son is 7. I took him to 2 games last season, and he'd love to go to more, and his friend would love to come along too. He's a young man. Man U fan, apparently, so they could poach him or brainwash him or, you know, put an implant in his head. But the prices effectively stopped me being able to go, even before you add in the other costs of the games, fuel, parking program, etc., etc. There's a generation of fans we're losing. Trying to keep my son an Ipswich fan without that rite of passage of evening games on Saturday and the Saturday play will still be a struggle. Yes. Yeah. That's the bit that there's quite a long email, but that's the bit on ticketing. So,
well, I completely entirely. I mean, that's I just don't understand. I mean, again, they're simply hiding behind the financial fair play league, or we're cutting costs, so we're getting rid of sort of lots of the ticket staff and closing the telephone lines or whatever, and all this sort of thing, as part of the financial fair play, so that you work out your percentage, something to do with percentage of your turnover, and you must spend on whatever. I don't really understand it all, but this is to be hidden behind that rationale again. Quite honestly, the financial fair play is never going to work. Personally, I think this is an absolute waste of time. As long as you've got teams coming down with $60 million in their back pocket for the next over 4 years, then how can you have a financial fair play league? And surely, it'll happen in the European level and Premiership level as well. A bit of creative accountancy by clubs, I'm sure, will get round lots of the,
of course,
things as well. So I think the whole thing is doomed to a failure, really.
And even thing about the default position that is they all get fined and dropped points. I mean, it's not going to happen.
No,
because if there's only Ipswich, they're the only club, we're not going to stand up. This is actually from Spartacus. Sorry, Spartacus, it was such a long email, I couldn't see the name at the bottom. He goes on, this is a business and money needs to be collected to pay for better players, but would any serious ITFC supporter have issues with encouraging more younger fans, even if it was to give tickets away free to schools to help indoctrinate, nice word there, those young minds? If we fail to get youngsters going, there will be a generational gap in 10 to 15 years where the habit of going to matches was never started. Absolutely agree, Spartacus. So, yeah, I mean, what's wrong with giving kids a freebie or kids for a quid? They've done it again up the road, haven't they? And they've been doing it for years, kids for a quid.
Yeah.
We seem to be lagging behind.
We do. I'm mesmerised by the policy, so I can't take any more to watch them.
I mean, so again, that lot up the road, also, you could pay for your season ticket, for instance, over a whole year. I mean, we've only just done that recently. We've just started it. Apparently the ticket officers are always in contact with each other. Boy, the hell, didn't we do that earlier? So I think maybe we'll seem to get someone on from the ticket office if we can. That'd be interesting.
Yes.
Probably say no comment. Although we do see...
It's your press statement, I expect.
Yeah, very
bland.
My local pub, and sometimes yours, Terence, does occasionally have visitations from those higher up in the echelons of the football club. We'll have to maybe, when they're buy them a beer or two, see what they have to say. See what they really think. Okay, thanks for that, Spartacus. So he also goes on about the theme tune, because our theme tune has been nicked by the BBC and by Peugeot Cars or something, which is a shame. And so he's suggesting Better Days by Them. Is that the Them with Van Morrison? Blimey, have to listen to that and see what you think. Okay, cheers, Fat Spartacus. Very, very good point indeed. Another one. Right. Hello, team. This is Richard Clark. I'm trying to remain optimistic this season, but after 4 losses in 5 and all ex-town players at the news, Connor Wickham saving Sunderland. You know what's going to come up here? It's taken me to 6:21. Conor Wickham saving Sunderland, and Ross Townsend in the England squad, Gareth McCauley in the Northern Ireland squad, and of course, Mr. Rhodes, which ex-town player who is still playing should we never have sold? Well, that's in my, well, you all know my answer to that one. Terence, what do you reckon, which ex-town player? I mean, the thing is with Gareth McCauley, I don't think we had much chance. And Ross Townsend was only on loan, so we really couldn't have hung on to him. He was always going to be a good player. Conor Wickham, we got sort of like $8 million, didn't we, for so at the time.
Townsend was on loan, and we terminated his loan. It was to Keane, I believe, sort of sent him back as he wasn't good enough or something.
Yeah, well, you said certainly Mr. Rhodes was sending off because he wasn't good enough as well. I would have, my thoughts on that. Wickham saving Sunderland, Wickham, well, we did get...
Well, the current players, I would say, Jordan Rhodes, should have never sold.
Yeah.
Because the manager had never seen him play, and I don't think it's too
possible. Didn't he read his goal-scoring record in the book, did he? Nathan, what do you reckon?
Same answer as you.
I gave them a bucket of sweets when they came in, just as they say.
Signed Thomas Priskin for $1.7 million.
Yeah.
And sold Rhodes for peanuts.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks for that, mate. You're my friend, was he?
I don't know.
it's times like this when there are no positives on the horizon. It's always very helpful to dwell on past mistakes. Yeah, absolutely. That's Richard. And he's the only Ipswich, oh, they're all over the place today. He's the only Ipswich supporter, he reckons, in Gran Canaria. If anyone out in Gran Canaria is an Ipswich supporter, please do get in touch with Richard. Yeah, thanks for that, Richard. Absolutely, well, you've got your answer anyway. Three of us. That's good. And I didn't really pay them. Chris Rand, I'm sorry, guys, I'm not speaking much because I've just got to rush through these things. Chris says, I think we're being a bit unfair on Luke Hyam. I mean, he's put Kolskiu's in Hyam's position and told Luke to take a more positive role, which he's not suited. Yes, could be a good point there. Skews and Hyam can hold their own in the centre defensively. It's the wide midfielders who are laying us down. Tab looks a little confused as to his role and what Edwards is still doing in the team. I cannot understand. Start with the wide players and don't play in the central midfield. Wrist slap. Thank you there, Chris. Just wait.
I'm not saying Hyam, we should get rid of Hyam or drop him permanently sort of thing, but he's not doing, I don't know, the role, as you said, he suggests that he's built to get forward a bit better. He's not doing that, really, or not consistently. He's quite right about the wide.
I think the thing is, Chris, we did major on Hyam a bit, probably unfairly, but I think we're all of an opinion is right across the back, the middle four, I think. And I agree with you about, I'm a big Carlos Edwards fan. I think technically he's probably our most talented player, you know, but he's not doing much. And Tab seems to have, you know, just...
I'm not quite sure what position he's, what role he's exactly supposed to have in that team. I mean, he's not playing badly, but as the person suggested, he's a bit confused about what he role is.
He just likes to keep going inside, doesn't he?
Edwards is a problem as well. He keeps coming inside. When he was fullback, you know, when he went forward, you know, everybody was saying, yeah, it was a great crosser. Probably he's the best crosser of the ball in the team. But the thing was, he was always moving forward, taking the ball on the run, and got a bit of speed up and down there, past a man, whipping across. Now, of course, he's receiving the ball in a sort of static position, and he's come inside, and he hasn't got the pace to sort of accelerate past somebody from a standing start. I think that's his problem. So, again, you know, on Anderson, it's supposed to be the wide alternative, and you know, keep bringing him on as a sub, but I'm not quite sure because he seems to really strike me as doing a great deal when he's come on. But,
would you guys like to see Jet back? I mean, he's not like to come back now, but would you have rather he didn't get sold?
Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
I always think, what's his name? Google is a similar person to Jet. You know, he doesn't really know what he's doing. But every so often he does something brilliant, everybody goes mad and he's wonderful. But, you know, 90% of the time it all ends in tears. People, you know, because nothing comes to the end of it. But very occasionally something does.
I quite like Jet because you never know what you're going to get.
Well, that's it. It's the excitement. You bring it up. There's a bit of excitement to the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, he's got enormous skill, but it's harnessing it, isn't it? But he does seem to, I mean, he's scored three already, hasn't he, at Bristol?
Yeah.
So what a game.
Which is a low level, of course.
It is. Who are they playing yesterday, then, at Bristol? Are they playing a championship? Yes. Palace.
Palace second team, I expect.
Oh, that's where, who it was, because Garvin scored, didn't he? Sorry, Mike. Mike's gone. We had this problem with it this morning, actually. If you can you move up one mic up to there, Nathan? Sorry, mate, this happened this morning. If not, I might move up even one further, Carol.
I think Reading got stuff 6-0 last night. Peter Bromley.
Yeah, Peter Bromley scored in goals for fun, aren't they, this season?
I think they are, aren't they, yeah. But they're not convinced Reading are totally interested in the Cup, are they?
I mean, the League Cup is... none of these sort of so-called better teams are interested until about the quarter-final stage, and so I think we might win this if we try hard now.
Yeah.
But it's up to then, it's just to, you know, run out for the reserves and
glorify it, frankly.
Yeah. It is.
You're like the Europa League.
Well, you see, the thing with the Europa League, I mean, people think, well, we're probably going to go straight up, but they're going to be bogged down in that competition for ages unless they get knocked out early doors. But even then, they've got quite a few group games to play, haven't they?
Well, Birmingham had that trouble.
I think Birmingham would have gone up quite comfortably that season. Yeah. But they were so bogged down in that league.
Scotland had a lot of trouble last season as well.
Stoke nearly got relegated the season before, didn't they? But, I mean, bonkers. Again, it's great for the fans, travelling all around the world. But some of us can remember that fun, don't they? suppose that is Birmingham, yeah, of course it is. Birmingham, what do you reckon, Terence?
One all draw, I suspect.
And team changes?
I want to have Tony Cliff in. Beyond that, I'm not absolutely sure. I would try it with Tony Cliff instead of Harm for that week, and then we've got a fortnight break. I'm going to have to sort something out, perhaps.
So who's that? Is England playing? Who are they playing?
No idea. Somewhere out in Russia, I expect, or the old Russian states, I expect.
What about goalkeeper? Do you think, we haven't mentioned that, do you think the goalkeeper might get changed?
That's a possibility. He was at fault. It did a very slight deflection off skirts, but it was so small a deflection that, and it went under his body, it's not as if it, obviously it bounced in a different place than what he thought it was going to do. Yeah. But he should have got that. He had a bit of a reputation at Watford for that sort of thing as well.
I know.
I think he might give Gherkin a chance.
Yeah. Well, we could have a whole team of vegetable named. Nathan, what do you reckon?
I'm going to go for a 2-1 win.
Yeah.
I can see us making a win there. I think the goal might be a change for a goalkeeper as well.
Yeah.
I can see if a Wordsworth or Tony Cliff coming in, and maybe a change up front. I'm a big Murphy fan, but I thought he was quite poor Saturday. He wasn't as effective as he normally is.
I think Murphy, well, he's another one who's taken a bit of steel, although I do, probably like you, I do quite like Murphy. He's a good foil for the goal.
Right, not everybody else. I mean,
we've got no one else.
Big up to win the ball in the air.
No. And they are rather hoiking it to him, hoping he's going to win everything.
Yeah, I mean, because we haven't been creative in midfield again, is it?
True. And he did win the header that made the goal, didn't he? So yeah. I suppose you can hope. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for that. As I say, a quick wish, Travis Cole, again, all the best for the season, mate. I think it's, well, it's obviously what's going wrong. Just getting you're surrounded by bad luck because you're going there with the until next week, thanks everyone for listening. You've been listening to the Naked Football Show. Bye bye.